owe no man nothing. Owe no man nothing. And that's the advice of Scripture, and good advice it is. But in the economy in which we live, even the global economy, the world at large, it's virtually impossible to live life without debt of some kind. We have credit card debt, at least for 30 days. We have real estate taxes, which accumulate and are paid generally once annually. And the same with insurance, and mortgages, and car loans, and more. Debt, it seems, is really a fact of life. What the Scriptures mean by owing nothing is undoubtedly having no debt which you can't pay. Spending without offsetting income, spending without careful budgeting, lavish living beyond one's means, that's what is clearly wrong. One who lives that way will sooner or later pay the piper. As with individuals, so with nations. We, the people of the great nation, the United States of America, are in debt, deeply in debt. We have lived and we have spent well beyond our means, and that's so for years and years. America has trillions upon trillions of dollars of debt, trillions with a T. And in fact, the United States budget gap has widened to more than $1 trillion in the first 11 months of this fiscal year. That would be from the time period October 1, 2018 through August 31, 2019. Our country operates on a fiscal year basis, not calendar. The deficit is projected to be $1 trillion by September 30, 2019. That's the end of our nation's fiscal year. In addition, what is so sad about the 545 people who rule us is that the Social Security funds, which have accumulated for years and years, they've been entirely spent by them. It is estimated that there may be as much as $100 trillion gone. Did you hear that number? $100 trillion gone, spent, and the Social Security funds have been replaced with congressional promissory notes and IOUs. You know how much they're worth. You can be quite sure that massive, unbelievable debt, that will never be repaid, never. It is interesting to note that the U.S. economy has been growing for 10 straight years. That's the longest economic expansion on record, the longest. As a result, much of the budgeting was put in place with the expectation that tax receipts would grow even more than spending, because of the expanding economy, and it's been a good one, but not so. The new 2017 tax law constrained federal revenue collection last year, and more importantly, a 2018 budget deal between Democrats and Republicans virtually busted spending caps, which were enacted as far back as 2011. Boy, our Congress really loves to spend, does it not? Deficits began to decline beginning with the year 2012 because of concerns from both parties about rising debt. And Republicans and Democrats agreed, isn't that rare, to cut spending and to put caps in place to require such cuts. They knew they had to be legally strapped or they'd spend more. Higher spending on the military was a major factor. But you know, it's absolutely necessary that America keep pace with the ever-growing militaristic threats of Russia and especially China. It is incredible how China has become state-of-the-art in all things military, to the point where this once backward nation may now be the military leader of the world. It is so in the eyes of so many experts. And the most dangerous, Russia, is back. It's back. On the rise, with unbelievable military capability and growing every day. Both nations, China and Russia, are American enemies and determined in their own way to rule as much of the world as possible. And then there are rogue nations like Iran, determined to have nuclear capability. And there is India, also with nuclear capability. And the world knows of the rogue nation North Korea, which itself has nuclear capability and ever-growing. This world of ours is an incredibly dangerous place. And America, we the people, We have no choice but to continue to invest in our defense and the military of our country, no matter the cost. We have no choice. As American debt increased, so did corresponding interest costs on that government debt. In order to attract individual and foreign nations to invest in our debt, Treasury bonds have been issued at an ever-growing and higher interest rate, which only adds to the expense of our government. Coupled with weak revenues early in this fiscal year, the deficit increased some 19% from October 2018 through August 2019, and that is compared to the prior year. The spending by our government climbed 7% to $4.1 trillion, outpacing higher federal tax receipts, which grew 3% to $3.1 trillion. And the spending goes on, seemingly without the care or concern of our Congress, Democrat or Republican. Again, there was that time at or about 2012 when all in government were deeply concerned about rising red ink. But in this Congress, there is no such concern, and that has led experts to believe that there will be trillion-dollar annual deficits for decades to come. Decades! Once again, that has led experts to believe that there will be trillion-dollar annual deficits in the United States of America for decades to come. That would mean that our government would be spending the tax revenues it takes in on the repayment of national debt and interest from the vast majority of our tax revenue. That could be as much as 60% of our total federal budget. And that would mean that spending for Medicare and Medicaid, Social Security, education, the environment, the military, infrastructure, and so much more would be left with 40% of total tax revenues, an amount not even close to funding the true financial needs of these societal priorities. We, the adults of this country, are creating this massive debt and leaving it to our children and grandchildren to pay. They will be burdened with debt, an economy, and a social structure which will tarnish their lives now and forevermore. Shame on us. They will never know the America we have known, and we, the spenders, will be to blame. Again, the United States economy has been growing for 10 straight years, and that's the longest economic expansion in the history of our country. Such a strong economy typically leads to narrower deficits as a result of rising household income and corporate profits, which produce more tax revenue, more. And in such a burgeoning economy, spending on safety net programs such as unemployment insurance tends to decline. But not so in this case. There are three major areas where federal spending continues to rise, dangerously so, and that is the military, and interest costs on government debt and repayment of principal, and Medicare. These three consume the vast majority of American tax revenues. From October 2018 through August 2019, spending on the military rose 9%. Spending on government debt and interest payments rose also 9%. And Medicare and Medicaid expenses increased 10%. And that, my fellow Americans, is simply spending totally out of control. Aren't you concerned about this? For in due course, if not now, this will make our country the largest debtor country in the world and subject to unbelievable and increased foreign influence and even control. Obviously, these growing deficits have led the Treasury to ramp up borrowing. The government said it expected to borrow more than $1 trillion for the second year in a row in 2019. $1 trillion. Borrow it again. Borrowed and added to the debt so that government debt owned by the public at large and other nations has risen from $14.4 trillion at the start of the Trump administration to nearly $17 trillion some 3 years later. And again, The paradox is that all of this burgeoning debt is occurring at the same time as the American economy has never been better, never. Economic experts are puzzled by that phenomenon, and there is seemingly no answer in sight. That led Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin to state that the government was considering financing options that could reduce borrowing costs, including introducing a 50-year bond. Would you buy one of those? And lengthening the maturity of Treasury borrowing. In other words, kick the can down the road. Well, my fellow Americans, the only answer to this problem is to stop spending. Stop spending. Curtail it. Reduce it. Constrain governmental appetites. Eliminate pork. Sounds right. Sounds good. But oh so difficult to accomplish when spending philosophies from Democrat and Republican are so vastly different. And now come the socialists, you know, like Sanders, Harris, Warren, O'Rourke, and even Biden, all of whom promising to spend even more, add to the budget and the deficit, and increase American debt dramatically. Ah, unbelievable. If such an election and the promised platform of these Democrat socialists, if that happens, that could produce an American economy beyond repair. Oh, I pray it does not. And for the sake of your children and grandchildren and the future of America, you should hope for the same, and you should do everything, like me, to prevent it from happening. Owe no man nothing. Owe no other nation nothing. The men and women who make decisions for us, we the people, do not believe that. And in fact, they make those decisions exactly opposite. Thomas Jefferson, among so many other great thinkers and presidents, warned us time and again that we need not fear any other country from a military standpoint. But the great destroyer of our country, said Jefferson, would be profligate spending and ever-mounting debt. Boy, was he right. We're there even now. This spending simply cannot continue, my fellow Americans. It simply cannot continue. But that means tough decisions to be made. Cutbacks must occur. And that has to begin in the world of entitlements, and especially Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. Hard, difficult, and hurtful cuts must be made, and now. And the same with the military. Military budgets should be more prudent and realistic, and all other government spending should be curtailed and constrained and, wherever possible, frozen or eliminated. No more for now. No more spending. Ironically, no American citizen would be allowed to live and spend like our federal government. Would you? Any such individual would be bankrupt, hounded by creditors. But our federal government simply prints more money and spends without constraint. I think it's a tragic set of circumstances, especially for your children and grandchildren. And this runaway debt must be curtailed. It just must. But it takes you and me, my fellow Americans, proactive, demanding, deeply concerned, and electing right-thinking people, especially in the House and Senate, who know all too well the dangers of debt. The future of our great country and our children and our grandchildren depend upon these critical decisions we must make. Remember that when you vote in November 2020.